o'clock, and we are in the Big Rashi, seven lines before the end of the Big Rashi. So if we count seven lines up from Eish Yisachim Shlahoya Ba'ilam, seven lines up, there's a dot there, V'chein Eish Yisachim Me'imai. We're going through the 15 Ervas, how it's possible that you have two sisters married to two brothers, and there's two remaining brothers who are alive after two brothers died with, the two brothers married to the two sisters died without children, left over two brothers, and even though usually when two sisters follow the Yibam, we only allow Chalitza, in this case, one is an Erva to one and one is an Erva to the other, the same Erva, and therefore, one would do Yibam to one and one would do Yibam to the other. So we went through the first nine cases, that was Bitoi, Bas Benai, then we went to Bas Ishtai, Bas Bena, Bas Bita, then we went Chamoise, Eim Chamoise, Eim Chamoth, those nine went easy, then we went to Achoisei, then we went to Achois Imai. So we did 11 of the 15, I believe, 11 of the 15 Ervis that we did, yesterday. I believe that's what we did. Achoisei, Me'imai, and we did Achois Imai. I think in the order of the Mishnah, right, we did Achoisei Me'imai and Achois Imai, right. His sister, his maternal sister, and his mother's sister. Achais Ishtai, we don't have to do, because that's what this lady is. They're both Achais Ishtai, they're both married to the sister. So obviously, it's going to be an erva to one and an erva to the other, because the two brothers are married to two sisters, and that's why rabbinically we don't let Yibum. So that one we're going to skip, and we're going to move on to the next one. V'chein, Eishas Achiv Me'imai. Each of these ladies is a brother, a maternal brother's wife, one to one of the remaining brothers, and one unto the other remaining brothers. And Rashi's going to set up the case. And she asked Yaakov, she asked Bilah. Yaakov married Bilah. Bilah Naftali Miyashachar. And that woman already had a son named Naftali from a different man. V'haylid mimena Ruvain v'Levi. So Yaakov and Bilah gave birth to Ruvain and Levi. And Reuven and Levi each have a maternal brother, the same one, Naphtali, born from their mother, but not from their father. So Yaakov has two sons from Bilhah, named Reuven and Levi, and they each have a half-brother from one mother, who was born from named Naphtali, who came from a different man who was married to Bilhah before Yaakov married her. The Oid Nasa Zilpah, then Yaakov married Zilpah, and she had had a son from a different wife, a different husband, named Yisachar. So you have two sets of paternal brothers, right? One, two born from Bilhah, two born from Zilpah, sharing the same father. Each set has their own maternal brother, who's not related to the other set, because Bilhah had Naphtali, right? And Zilpah had Yisachar. But they're not from Yaakov. And therefore, Reuven and Levi and Shimon and Yehuda, Reuven and Levi are related to Naphtali, and Shimon and Yehuda are related to Yisachar, but they're not, Reuven and Levi have nothing to do with Yisachar, and Shimon and Yehuda have nothing to do with Naphtali. V'nasu Naphtali v'Yisachar shtei achyus imesu. Naphtali and Yisachar married two sisters, and they died. So, again, there are no Yibum here, because this is a maternal brother, so there's no Yibum. So life moves on. V'amad Levi, v'nasa eishis Yisachar ben Zilpah. And Levi married Yisachar's wife, who is the son of Zilpah. And Levi was allowed to marry her, because it has nothing to do with him. This was Zilpah's son from another man, and Levi is Bilhah's son from Yaakov. So therefore, Levi can marry this Yisachar's wife. Shlohaya Karavlai wasn't related to him. The Yehuda Nasaishas Naphtali ben Bilhah. And Yehuda married Naphtali's wife. And again, Naphtali wasn't related to Yehuda. It wasn't his maternal sister, brother. It was his if father's other's wife's previous son has nothing to do with him, she's a stranger to him. So now you have two brothers, right? Levi and Yehuda, married to two sisters who happen to be, one of them happens to be a maternal brother's wife to Reuven, and one of them happens to be a maternal brother's wife to Shimon. Because Reuven was a maternal brother to Naphtali, who had married one of these women, and Shimon was a maternal brother to Yehuda, who married one of these women, to Yisachar, who had married one of these women. They died without children, and they died, and they were before Reuven and Shimon. Eishes Levi Asura L'Shimon Yisachar Baila. The wife of Levi cannot have Yibum from Shimon, because Yisachar had been her first husband, Shayachav Me'imai, who was Shimon's maternal brother, and there's no mitzvah of Yibum. However, Materis LeRuvain, who is totally unrelated to Yisachar, and therefore Yisachar's wife is not an erevit to him, and now it's his paternal brother's wife, and there's a mitzvah of Yibum. Eishes Yehuda Asura LeRuvain, Nei Naphtali Baila Rishon. Eishes Yehuda is also to Reuven because of her first husband Naphtali, who was Reuven's maternal brother, Shayachem Me'imai, Materes L'Shimon. So here you have another erva that is not a problem, that you can have two sisters falling to two brothers. One is a erva to one, and one is an erva to the other. One is a maternal brother's wife to one, and one is a maternal brother's wife to the other. Therefore, it allows Yibum in the other one, because even though two sisters are falling with Yibum, it is not affecting only one falls to one, and one falls to the other. V'chein achais isha. Now Rashi is going to have a case when you have two sisters falling, right? And one is one's wife's sister, and one is the other's wife's sister. Again, a case where you have two brothers, right? And one of them can't be miyabim one of them because it's his wife's sister. And one of them can't be miyabim the other one because it's his wife's sisters. And they are sisters. But only one is a wife's sister to one and one is a wife's sister to the other. And we'll see how that works. Tigran. Now Rashi gives us the example. Naphtali shayil shtei nashim. Naphtali had two wives. Ada v'tzila. I don't know why Rashi picks different names all the time, but he picks Ada and Tzila. Naphtali was married to two wives named Ada v'tzila. V'yaldala Ada as Dina, v'tzila yaldala as Nama. So each one had one daughter, right? Naphtali had two wives. One gave birth to Dina, and one gave birth to Nama. Umeis, and Naphtali died. V'nisu nashim la'achar. And both Ada and Tzila married somebody else. That means they were both the wives of Naphtali. And then they both, they married somebody else. Give him a name, whatever name you want to give him. So these same two women shared a husband, and then when that husband died, they married somebody else. You know, nothing to do with Yibum, nothing to do with anything. They just ended up marrying somebody else. Okay. And then V'yoldu shtei banos, and they had two girls. Again, one had one, and one had the other. So each of these women have two daughters who are half sisters. They came from two husbands, right? Two of the daughters that are half sisters. Ada has two daughters that are half sisters, Tzila, that was the other one, and Tzila has two daughters that are half-sisters. They don't come from the same father, but they come from the same mother. Two daughters that are half-sisters, right? And two of them are paternal sisters. Both of them, let me try to explain this, right? Ada has two daughters that are maternal sisters. Tzila has two daughters that are maternal sisters, but each one of those maternal sisters has a paternal sister. Right, because Naphtali had one from Ada and one from Tzila, so they're paternal sisters. And then the new husband had one from Ada and one from Tzila, so they're also paternal sisters. So you have two sets of paternal sisters and two sets of maternal sisters, but they're different women. Ada had two daughters, Dina had two daughters, and Tzila had two daughters. They're maternal sisters, not paternal sisters. But one of Ada's daughters and one of Tzila's daughters shared the same father, and the other one of Ada's daughters, and the other one of Tzila's daughters, shared the same father. So you have two sets of maternal sisters, and that each of the two sets has a paternal sister in the other set. I hope I'm explaining myself. Now we move on. Then, Ruvein Nasa B'Shimon as Bonas Achreinus. And Ruvein and Shimon, who are brothers, married the two second set. They married, one married Ada's daughter, one married Tzila's daughter, who are maternal sisters. They married maternal sisters. They married paternal sisters. One married Ada's daughter, one married Tzila's daughter. They share the same father, so they're half-sisters. And two brothers married these two half-sisters. Ruvaina says Bas Ada. The Shimon married Bas Tzila. The Levi of Yehuda, Nasu Eshtei B'nais Naphtali. And Levi Yehuda and other two brothers married the other two sisters who are paternal. Married Naphtali's daughters. So you have four brothers marrying sisters. One marrying one set of paternal sisters, and one marrying the other set of paternal sisters. Two brothers marrying two paternal sisters, and two brothers marrying the other two paternal sisters. But those paternal sisters, each one of them, has a maternal sister, right? Let's say Reuven's wife and Levi's wife are maternal sisters, and Yehuda's wife and Shimon's wife are maternal sisters. Reuven and Shimon's wife are paternal sisters. Levi and Yehuda's wife are paternal sisters. But Reuven and Levi have maternal sisters, and Shimon and Yehuda have maternal sisters. So there is really a bunch of relationships here. And then, Umesu, right, Beloi Banam, Benaflu Akias Havolu Lefnei Reuven B'Shimon. And these sisters fell in front of Reuven and Shimon. Benimtis Eishis Levi, Achais Ishta Sharuvei Mutaris L'Shimon. Levi's wife can't have Yibum from Reuven because Reuven is married to her sister, her half-sister. But Shimon is not married to her half-sister because Shimon married a different father than Yehuda's wife, than Levi's wife, and a different mother than Levi's wife. They're not sisters at all. The Eishes Yehuda Achais Ishtai Shal Shimon Mutaris LeRuven. And Eishes Yehuda is Mutar to Reuven. So again, trying to go through this case as simple as possible. It's complicated cases. You have over here one husband married two wives and had two daughters. Those two daughters are maternal sisters. Another husband married these two wives. Same two wives, and had two daughters. Those two daughters are maternal sisters. Right? Those two daughters are maternal sisters. Again, take it back. One husband married two wives and had two daughters. They're paternal sisters. Another husband married those same two wives and had two daughters. They're also paternal sisters. Right? One of each husband's is maternal sisters to the one of the other husband. Because Lamaisa, they had the same mother. So you have two sets of paternal sisters, and from those four, you have two sets of maternal sisters, but they're not the same girls, because one set has the same father, one set has the same father, and each of one of those sets has the same mother, and the other one doesn't, because there was two wives, each one had one daughter. Now, you have two of the paternal sisters married Reuven and Shimon, two of the paternal sisters married Levi and Yehuda, but Levi's wife and Reuven's wife are related as maternal sisters. And Shimon's wife and Yehuda's wife are related as maternal sisters. So when Reuven and Shimon die, or Levi and Yehuda die, Reuven can't be Miyabim Levi's wife, because it's his wife's maternal sister. And Shimon can't be Miyabim Yehuda's wife, but they each can be Miyabim the other one. There you have two sisters following Yibum. One is Asir for an Erva to one, one is Asir as an Erva to the other, and therefore Yibum is allowed. Now we move on to the last case. I'm sorry, the two more cases in the Mishnah. So we did already 13 out of the 15. So we're now left with two more cases. One is Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Boilamai. That means that the brother can't. You have two brothers married to two sisters, and when they die, one of them is an Eishes Achiv Shlohayim Ba'ilamai, which means had been married to a brother who did not live at the same time as the brother who died. And the other one was an Eishes Achiv Shlohayim Ba'ilamai to the other brother. Now that's a very difficult case, because how could you have two brothers? One of them can't marry one woman because she was married to his brother who predeceased him, and the other one can't marry the other woman because she married to his brother who predeceased him. Manushach, if Reuben and Shimon were born, right, if they both, when were they born, that one should be mutter to one and one should be mutter to the other. Manushach, the calendar, the dates, have to have one being alive with one and one being alive with the other. And it's impossible, because in the dates, when did the two die and when were the other two born? So Rashi is going to give us the case of how that can happen. Let's do it inside. This can only work according to Reb Shimon. The Shari B'yabam B'lub Saif Nailat. We had this yesterday, or the day before. The Reb Shimon says that if, let's say that Reuven was married, died without children, right? And then Shimon was miyabim, let's say. And then another brother was born. Reb Shimon said that brother, that woman is not an erva to the brother born after Yibum. We had this 2 days ago. There was a machloikas of Shimon and the Rabbanon. The erva of Eishes Achiv Shlohayim Ba'ilamai is that only if the brother died, was born pre-Yibum, or even if he was born post-Yibum. Rabbana said that if a brother is born after another brother died, that woman will always be an erva to him, regardless if the deceased brother's wife had Yibum prior to the birth of the new brother, or post the birth of the new brother. This woman had been this little baby's brother, his wife, who he never existed in the same world as, and therefore that would be an erva forever. But Reb Shimon had said, there's a difference when this baby was born. If the baby was born after Yibum, then we say the baby never knew this woman as the deceased brother's wife, because she had had Yibum prior to his birth. Therefore it's mutter. So according to that, you can have two brothers. One of them can't marry one woman because she is his brother's wife that predeceased him, but can marry the other one, and same thing for the second brother. And Rashi's going to set up the case. He permits it when Yibum happened prior to the birth. And the way it happened is, Mace, one brother died without children, Nailad, a new brother was born, the Yibam. Then that woman received Yibum from an existing brother. Then another brother died. Nailad, another brother was born, the Yibam, and then there was Yibum. So over here we have a lot of brothers. Two died without children. And in between the death of the two children, a baby was born to their parents, meaning the brother's parents, and Yibum had happened. And Rashi's going to say the case. Can Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Bnei Yaakov. You had four brothers that were the children of Yaakov, all alive at the same time. V'nasu Reuven and Shimon Shteyachis. Reuven and Shimon married two sisters. Umeis Reuven b'loy banim. Reuven died without children. Right? He's the only one that died. There are no two sisters falling to Yibum. Reuven died without children. V'noylad Yisachar liYaakov. Then Yaakov had a fifth son named Yisachar. Now, Yisachar was born prior to anybody doing Yibum to Reuven's wife. So when Yisachar was born, there was a woman in the world that was his deceased brother's wife that he never existed with in the same world. Therefore, Matzali Eventai, Skukali Yibum, and he found Reuven's wife waiting for Yibum. He was born when Reuven's wife was waiting for Yibum. That woman will always be usher to him, because when he was born, she was his brother's wife, who he never was in the same world with that brother. So therefore, he will never be able to marry this woman because she's Eishes Achim Shehoyah Be'elamai. Then, V'yibma Levi. Levi, who was in the same time as Reuven, did Yibum. There was no reason Levi couldn't do Yibum. U'mei Shimon Achakei. Then Shimon died without children. V'noilet Zvulun. And then Yaakov had Zvulun. U'matza Allah V'Isser. Right? And then Zvulun found Shimon's wife as Eishes Achim Shehoyah Be'elamai. But Reuven's wife was already had Yibum. So according to Reb Shimon, there is no issur for Zvulun to marry that woman because he never met her in her status of waiting for Yibum. By the time he was born, she was Levi's wife. By the time Zvulun was born, Reuven's wife had already had Yibum from Levi. And according to Reb Shimon, that means that there's no issur Eishes Achim Shehoyah Be'elamai on Zvulun to Levi's wife. Rabbanan say, Levi's wife, Reuven's wife, who Levi was miyabim, will never be permitted, not to Yisachar, not to Zvulun, because they were born after Reuven died. But Reb Shimon says, there's a difference. Yisachar was born before Levi did Yibum. Therefore, he met this woman when she was waiting for Yibum. It was Eishes Achim Shehoyah Be'elamai, and she will remain Eishes Achim Shehoyah Be'elamai. But Zvulun was born after Levi did Yibum. So to him, it's not Eishes Achim Shehoyah Be'elamai. Now, Yehuda did Yibum, the Yibma Yehuda. Yehuda did Yibum to Shimon's wife, who Yisachar is allowed to marry because Yisachar was alive when Shimon was alive. But Zvulun was born after Shimon died, before Yehuda did Yibum. So Zvulun can't marry Yehuda's wife, and Yisachar can't marry Levi's wife. To Yisachar, Levi's wife is Eishes Achim Shehoyah Be'elamai. She had been married to Reuven, and Yisachar had been born before the Yibum. Zvulun can marry Levi's wife, because he was born after the Yibum. And according to Shimon, if you're born after the Yibum, the Issur doesn't exist. Yehuda did Yibum to Shimon's wife. Yisachar knew Shimon. Yisachar lived in the same time as Shimon. So there's no Issur Eishes Yisachar Shehoyah Be'elamai. He was born before Shimon passed away. But Zvulun was born after Shimon passed away, before Yehuda did Yibum. So to him, it's Eishes Yisachar Shehoyah Be'elamai. So you have two sisters. One had been married to Reuven and had Yibum by Levi. One had been married to Shimon and had Yibum by Yehuda. Now, Levi and Yehuda die without children. Yisachar cannot be Miyabim Levi's wife because it's his brother Shehoyah Be'elamai, his wife. It was Reuven's wife, who he was born before Levi did Yibum. Zvulun can be Miyabim Levi's wife. Zvulun cannot be Miyabim Yehuda's wife because he was born before Yehuda did Yibum. Reuven could be Miyabim, the other brother who we're talking about. Yisachar can be Miyabim Levi's, Yehuda's wife because he was born when Shimon was still alive and therefore was not Eishes Achim Shehoyah Be'elamai. U'meisu Levi v'Yehuda v'nachlu akis halolu l'nei Yisachar Zvulun. So Eishes Levi asur li Yisachar b'nei Shabal matam isin afilis Reuven. The wife of Levi is asur to Yisachar because he found her when Reuven had died Shehoyah Achim Shehoyah Be'elamai before she had Yibum. Umataris Lazvulun, Shabal Matzabeheter, because he was born after Levi did Yibum. The Kshinaila Zvulun Kwanis Yabi Zula Levi. When Zvulun was born, she already had Yibum by Levi. Uba Yibum Lubsaif Noilad, Shari Rav Shimon. In the case of Yibum first, and then the brother was born, Rav Shimon says it's okay. The Ashes Yehuda, Asur Lazvulun, they Shabal Umatzabeheter, Nefilis Nisue Shimon Achav. Because Zvulun was born after Shimon had died, before Yehuda had done Yibum, Achim Shehoyah Be'elamai. But Mutaris Yisachar, Shabal Shimon Yehuda. He was alive during Shimon's lifetime. That's the case of Eishes Achim Shehoyah Be'elamai, that you have two sisters. One is forbidden as an Erev of Eishes Achim Shehoyah Be'elamai to one brother, and one is forbidden to Eishes Achim Shehoyah Be'elamai to the other brother, and therefore in that case, one can do Yibum to one, and one can do Yibum to the other. Kalasai. He got Ben Reuven, Uben Shimon Nasu Shtei Achis. Reuven's son and Shimon's son married two sisters. They're cousins. Cousins married two sisters. Umeisu, they died. But Nasu Levi Yehuda, Achi Reuven Shimon. And then these two almanas, these two widows, one is the daughter-in-law of Reuven, one is the daughter-in-law of Shimon, married Levi and Yehuda, which is perfectly permissible. A person can marry their brother's daughter-in-law. who's a widow. So Levi married Reuven's brother-in-law, daughter-in-law, and Yehuda married Shimon's daughter-in-law, right? Because, unfortunately, the sons passed away. Kalasa Shozeh, Mutaris Lezeh, Shozeh, Mutaris Lezeh. So now, Levi and Yehuda die. Reuven can't be Miyabim Levi's wife, it's his daughter-in-law. And Shimon can't be Miyabim Yehuda's wife, because it's his daughter-in-law. But they can each be Miyabim the other one. Nimtzush Te'achis Misyabmais, both sisters have Yibam. Okay, I just want to mention that this Rashi is one of the Rashis why people are afraid to learn Yibamas, because this Rashi goes through so many complicated cases. Again, it's just a matter of sitting with a chart and figuring out each case. It takes time, but it's not difficult in Svara, it's just getting the cases right. So Rashi went through 15 ervas, where you can have two sisters falling to two brothers, and one being an erva to one, and one being an erva to the other, right? Each one is an erva to one of the two, and it can be every one of the 15 ervas that they can both be the same erva. They don't have to be the same erva, but Rashi set it up that you can have every one of those 15 ervas be to one and not to the other. And that's what Rashi did in this huge Rashi. He went through all these 15 ervas and showed how it could happen. Now Rashi didn't write a chart for you, but Artsko I'm sure did, and therefore all one has to do is follow Artsko's chart, if it's, I don't know how Artsko's chart are, and figure out the case. It's just a question of figuring out each case. It takes time, but it's just a question of figuring out a case. Now, that's what Rav Chiya said. So we still were in the middle of asking a question, and we said that there's no machloikis in our Mishnah. We're in the middle of asking a question of that. We have not gotten to the question. We just read the first line, which is Rav Chiya said, that in all 15 ervas, you can have one being mutter to one, and one being mutter to the other, which Rashi just explained. Rav Yehuda mitargim, mechamay seveilach. Rav Yehuda said, he doesn't like to say that the first, it's possible, but he doesn't think that we should count the first six cases as cases where you can have two sisters permissible, one permissible to one and one permissible to the other. Not because it's impossible, because Rashi just showed us cases where it's possible. But remember, the first case we had was daughter. And we said that the only way that Reuven and Shimon can have one, Reuven's daughter can be married to Levi, and Shimon's daughter be married to Yehuda, was if Reuven had a daughter out of wedlock. Because if Reuven married a woman and had a daughter, Shimon could never marry that woman and have a daughter, because it would be his brother's wife, who had children. And therefore, it would be impossible. The only way we could set up a case where you have Reuven's daughter and Shimon's daughter married to Levi and Yehuda, right, and Reuven can do Yibum to one, and Shimon can do Yibum to the other, is only if one of those daughters, the first one, was born out of wedlock. So Reuven had a daughter out of wedlock. Shimon married that woman and had a daughter. So you have Reuven's daughter and Shimon's daughter, who are maternal sisters. But Levi is allowed to marry one, and Shimon's allowed to marry the other. And Shimon's marriage was valid, because it wasn't his brother's wife. He had this, it was his, a woman that his brother had a relationship with, but it was out of wedlock. That's what we said. So Yehuda said, I'd rather not say that the six cases have Asur Lazab Mutaris Lazab, because it involves an inappropriate act. The only way you can have a daughter, Asur Lazab Mutaris Lazab, is if an inappropriate act was done. It's true, it could happen, but we wouldn't list that. We're only interested in listing cases where each one has an erva that was legal. Nothing inappropriate was done, like all the ervas besides daughter. But daughter required an inappropriate act. For to have two daughters who are sisters, and one is allowed, and Reuven can be Miyabim one and Shimon the other, there has to have been that Reuven had a daughter out of wedlock. That means it's built on an inappropriate act. So Yehuda said, forget the first six cases because they have daughter. Now, even though granddaughters and wife's daughters and wife's granddaughters do not require an inappropriate act, but since the first one of the set of daughters required an inappropriate act, so Yehuda says, don't count those six. Don't count those six as you can have an Eremit each. Now the truth is, five out of the six don't need an appropriate act, in an appropriate act. But the first one, Bitai, needed it, so cancel Bitai. Take them out and say, that's not what we're referring to. We don't want to talk about inappropriate acts. So therefore we don't want to count Bitai. Once we don't count Bitai, we don't want to count granddaughters and wife's daughters and wife's granddaughters. So according to Yehuda, Matai, yes. Now, can I just finish one line? Rabbi Yehuda Metargim Mechamaisa Ve'elach. Rabbi Yehuda said, only count the last nine cases. Avashita Bavi Derei Shaloi. Don't count the first six cases. My time. Since the daughter can only be out of wedlock, that was the only way you could have Reuven and Shimon have the same wife and each have a daughter. How could Shimon marry Reuven's wife? Must be she was not Reuven's wife. So how could Reuven have a daughter from her? Must be out of wedlock. It means an inappropriate act took place. We don't want to talk about inappropriate acts. Menesuin kamairi, b'ayntin loy kamairi. So Yehuda is not disagreeing with the facts of Rafia. He's just saying, Rafia said all 15 can have Asur Lazeb, Mataris Lazeb. I agree, but Bitai needs an inappropriate act. So I'd rather not list that. And once I'm not listing Bitai, I don't want to list any of the daughter things. So take out the first six and leave the last nine. There's really no machloikas here. Only whether we would like to talk about the first six or not, because one of the six needed an inappropriate act. Yes, Ramesha.
I'm just trying to clarify something. If a man has an inappropriate act out of wedlock with a woman, Her daughter, and the daughter is not his daughter, but she has a daughter with somebody else.
Wait a second. You lost me. Set me up names here.
What Erevon, does that mean you can't marry them? Or there's an additional sin of having an affair? In other words, the mother has a daughter already. A man comes, and he has an inappropriate act with the mother. Is the daughter, who's not his biological daughter, is she an erva to him?
No.
Depends on marriage. That's what an erva is about.
Well, it depends which erva. An erva of vas ishtai is only vas ishtai. You have to name the erva. Every erva has a different name.
So mother and daughter are not necessarily an erva, just a wife and her daughter is an erva.
Correct. Meaning you can marry the daughter of a woman, a person can marry the daughter of a woman that he had an out-of-wedlock relationship with. Correct.
Okay, so some ervas have to do with marriage and some don't have to do with marriage?
Well, some are ervas because they are biological ervas. Sister.
I understand. If it says because he's married, he's related to them.
Again, the same thing is true with a brother's wife. Reuven has a wife, and he has children, and he dies. Shimon can never marry. And even if he tries to marry, it's an invalid marriage. Shimon can never marry Reuven's wife. It's an erva. It's his brother's wife. It's an erva. Kedushin won't work. He won't be married to her. He'll be living in sin, and the kids will be mamzerim, because it's a chiv kares. But that's because it was Reuven's wife. What if Reuven had an out-of-wedlock relationship with a woman? Shimon can marry her. It's not his brother's wife.
Okay.
We did have a machloikis about one case. A father who has an out-of-wedlock relationship with a woman, that's anusas aviv, the Rabbanan say the son can marry her. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kiev karis. That we had a machloikis about. Anusas aviv, a father's relationship out of wedlock, does that ban that woman from the son? That was a machloikas tanoim.
Is there something unique about that case?
Sorry?
Is there something unique that there's machloikas on that case only?
Yeah, because Rav Yehuda has a pasuk that says it's an erva. Only on anusas aviv. Only by a father.
Okay.
Not by a brother, not by a son. Let's say a person's son had a wedlock relationship with a woman. The father's allowed to marry, it's not his daughter-in-law. His son was never married to her. Nobody argues. The only time an out-of-wedlock relationship can create an erva is according to one shita by a father. That's because he has a pasuk, correct. So again, let's repeat this gemara. Rabbi Yehuda matargim mechamais tevelech. Rabbi Yehuda said that which Rav Chiya said, that Rav had quoted Rav Chiya, that you can have 15 ervas, asur lezeh, matar lezeh. I only want to count 9. Avashita b'mavet dereish eloi. Now the truth is again, as I pointed out, 5 of the 6 do not need an inappropriate act. Only one's daughter, to have Reuben's daughter and Shimon's daughter be sisters from the same woman. It's impossible unless Reuven had an out-of-wedlock relationship. Because if not, Shimon would never have had a marriage with that woman. So therefore, it requires an inappropriate act. Once we don't want to list an inappropriate act of daughter, so delete all 6 cases of daughters as far as Asur Lezeh Mutaris Lezeh. Kiven the Bita Ba'ayntzim Mishkachas La. Benesuun Lai Mishkachas La. Since by daughters, you can only find it through out of wedlock, not through marriage. Babaya says, I don't understand. I don't understand why you can't list them. It is possible. You know, Abai said, I disagree with you. You're saying not to count the first 6 because one of them needs an inappropriate relationship, and therefore, it's still possible. If it's possible, you can count them. You're right. It's built on an inappropriate relationship. So therefore, we shouldn't say it's possible. It is possible. I don't see why you don't want to count the first 6. That's what Abaya told back. He did count the first 6. He had all 15, like Rashi did in the long Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda erased the first 6, because the first of the first 6 of the set of daughters, there were 6 daughters, daughter, granddaughter, granddaughter, wife's daughter, wife, granddaughter, wife, granddaughter. Since one of the 6 needed inappropriate activity, don't count them. Not that it's not possible, but don't count them. And Abai said, I don't understand it. Why can't you count them? So it needs an inappropriate act. But the bottom line is, it's possible. Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda Matargim, Lohadar Rav, Mechabai Seveilach. He says, only count the last 9. Avoshesh Arayas Debaba Deresh Eletoni Boy Ani Kairabem. Do not say that you can have this possibility. Not because it's not possible. The Avagav de Bekula Mishkachas La. It is definitely possible. But Kivan de Bitoi, Loi Mituk Me'ela Bebas Anusa. Since the only way to have Reuven and Shimon married to the same woman is impossible. You can only have it if Reuven had it out of wedlock. The Mishnah doesn't want to refer to that case. Now, that's one case. Why are we taking out the first 6? Because the Aidi Deloitani, since it didn't learn, so once you don't say bitai, take out all bitais, which is 6 cases. But not because it's impossible, but because why would we list cases that involve an appropriate act? And Abai says, why wouldn't we list cases? It's possible. Now Abai adds, Aval, Eishas Achim Shlohei Vailamai. However, there's one case Abai said that I don't want to list. I don't want to list. Because to me, Eishes Achim Shlohei Vailamai. Remember we set up that case. That one of the brothers was born after the death of an older brother, before Yibum. Then the second brother died, and another brother was born. So we said that one can marry Miyam one, and one can Miyam the other based on Reb Shimon. That the baby born after Yibum is not banned from that woman. Even though she was his older brother's wife, remember we said, Reuven had married a woman, had died. Yisachar was born, and then Levi was Miyabin. Then Zvulun was born. Zvulun can marry Reuven's wife, because he never met her as Reuven's wife. He met her as Levi's wife. Yisachar can't be Miyabim because he was born before the Yibum. That's what we said. The case of Eish Yisachar Shalai by Lomai was predicated that we hold like Reb Shimon, that the Isser Eish Yisachar Shalai by Lomai is only for babies born prior to Yibum. But babies born post-Yibum are not banned from that woman because they never met her as the deceased brother's wife. They met her as the guy who was Miyabim's wife. That's what Reb Shimon had said. So Abaya says, I don't count that as a possible case. My timer. Even the Reb Shimon, who did Mishkachas La, the Rabbanon loy Mishkachas La. Since this only works according to Reb Shimon, not according to the Rabbanon, the Plukta loy Kamari. I don't think the Mishnah would be referring to a case that has to pick sides in a Machlokes Tanoim. I don't think so. And therefore, I think only 14 cases are possible. Eishes Akim Shlaim by Lomai was only possible according to Reb Shimon. It wasn't possible according to the Rabbanon. So we wouldn't list that. We wouldn't be taking sides in a Machloikas. But Reb Safra Matargim, Af Eishes Akim Shlaim by Lomai. Reb Safra said, I don't see why not. Why can't we take sides in a Machloikas? We'll go like Reb Shimon. And according to Reb Shimon, you can have two sisters. One is permissible to Yisachar, and one is permissible to Zvulun. Yisachar was born before the death of one of the brothers, and Zvulun was born after the Yibum of the other one. And therefore, one can do Yibum to one, and one can do Yibum to the other, like we had in Rashi. Mishkachas la b'shita achin, six brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, the Libet Reb Shimon, the Simonech, and the way to remember it, is Meis, Noilid v'yabim. Reuven died, Yisachar was born, Levi was miyabim. Meis, Shimon died, Noilid Zvulun was born, v'yabim and Yehuda was miyabim. So therefore, Yisachar can marry Yehuda's wife, because he was alive during Shimon's lifetime. Zvulun can marry Reuven's wife, because he was born after Levi was miyabim. And Enochinami. It only works according to Reb Shimon, and there's nothing wrong to say that it's going according to Reb Shimon. Rashi, the Simonech Meis Noilid V'yabim, Kedibarishas, like I had explained in the previous Rashi. Alma, Meditani Rav Chia Bekulon Anikar Behen, Afilu Be'eshes Akim Shloi Be'ilomai. Rav Yehuda, Rav Chia had said, all of them. Rav Yehuda had come along and said, no, only nine. Right? Abaya had said, only 14. Rav Safra had said, all 15, which is what Rav Chia had said. Rav Chia had used the word Bekulon Anikar Behen. Right? Rabbi Yehuda said, I disagree, I wouldn't count six of them. Rabbi Yehuda said, I would count those six, but I wouldn't count Eish Yisachar Shalai Be'ilomai. Rav Safra says, I agree to Rav Chia, you can count all 15. But Rav Chia counted all 15. We're assuming that Rebbe agrees to Rav Chia, that all 15 cases can have this. And that's based on the fact that we were talking about a Machloikis. We would be picking sides in the Machloikis, Rabbanon and Rav Shimon. Because if we wouldn't pick sides in that Machloikis, then Abaya is right. Then you couldn't have 15 cases. According to the Rabbanon, both Yisachar and Zvulun cannot marry, Yisachar wouldn't be able to marry any of these women. One of them is Reuven's wife. Sorry, Zvulun. Zvulun wouldn't be able to marry Reuven's wife because his brother predeceased him, and he wouldn't be able to marry Shimon's wife because his brother predeceased him. According to the Rabbanon, the fact that Levi did Yibum doesn't make a difference. Yet, Reb Chia says, all 15 cases, based on the fact that we're picking one of two opinions. If you remember 3 days ago, we said that Rebbe said, our Mishnah doesn't deal with Machloikas. Our Mishnah is only going according to something that everybody agrees to. Well, Rebbe, don't you agree to Reb Chia? And Reb Chia said that our Mishnah is saying 15 cases so you can have one usher to one and one usher to the other, and that's based on Machloikas. So how could you tell me that you don't have anything of Machloikas? Zakti Gemara, Elul Rebbe Hanikvali Leslie. This whole question is built on the fact that you say Rebbe agrees to Reb Chia that you can have all 15 cases. Who said Rebbe agrees? Rebbe holds that Mishnah is not talking about Machloikas. End of story. Reb Chia said it is? Fine. Reb Chia said it is. Rebbe said it's not. You can't ask on Rebbe because Reb Chia said something. Reb Chia said it. Rebbe didn't. So therefore your whole question is based on a supposition that since Reb Chia said it, Rebbe would agree. And if Rebbe would agree, that means he's picking sides in a Machloikas. So when he answered Levi, I don't want to list your case because that's a Machloikas, he's contradicting himself. But that's all
based on the assumption that Rebbe agrees to Rebchiya. He doesn't. And therefore your question never got started. So this whole question of bringing down, 1 second, Avram, this whole question of bringing down all 15 cases and having to learn the whole Rashi was to get to this point that Rebchiya said 15, one of them needs Machloikas, Rebbe said our Mishnah doesn't deal with Machloikas, and here it says it does deal with Machloikas. The answer is, Rebbe never said that. Rebchiya said that. So what do you want from Rebbe's life? Yes. Yes, Avram.
I was in the classroom really before, but I don't want to interrupt Rebbe. But, I mean, we have to understand, things aren't, this is not a joke over here, right? So Rebbe said, Anusa, we don't want to say. Okay, that's why Beto can't be in. That's whatever the alumnus is.
That's where Yehuda said that, not Rebbe.
I'm sorry, Bermuda. Okay. Now, therefore, the five or more, right?
Six.
We're not going to say.
Six.
I mean, that doesn't, there's no, I'm sorry, there is logic, but I'm too feeble-minded to understand it. What does that got to do with anything?
The Mishnah says, in the third parak, that if one of the sisters is an erva to one, and one of the sisters is an erva to the other, one can do yibum to one, and one can do yibum to the other. And Rav Chiya explained that the Mishnah meant in every one of the 15 ervas of the first parak. That Mishnah is a continuation of this Mishnah, and is saying that in every one of the 15 ervas, you could have this case of two sisters, one an erva to one, and one an erva to the other. Now, one of those 15 cases require an inappropriate act. Would the Mishnah set up a case saying that you could have two sisters, one permissible to one and one permissible to the other, if the case needed an inappropriate act? Rav Yehuda feels that we wouldn't write in the Mishnah that this is the halacha when it involves an inappropriate act. Why would we be discussing things that come about from an inappropriate act? There's no reason to. Therefore, he says, the Mishnah didn't mean all 15 ervas. Because why would the Mishnah discuss an inappropriate act? And Abaye said, why wouldn't the Mishnah discuss an inappropriate act? The result is, Asur Luzem Materis Lazah, Asur Luzem Materis Lazah. So it would discuss it. So it's the way you want to look at it. Rav Yehuda feels the Mishnah would not be referring to an inappropriate act. And Abaye feels it would be referring to an inappropriate act.
Right.
I'm sorry? Yeah, because because they're all daughters. Once you don't have daughter, he's saying once you have daughter, you don't want to count daughter, you don't count any things that have the word daughter in it.
But even though those other cases are possible by Kedushin, right?
Correct. Five and a six are possible with Kedushin. But they have the word daughter in it. So Yehuda feels, if we're not listing daughter, we wouldn't list anything with daughter in it. That's the second step that Yehuda feels. Again, you could say, don't list daughter, but you could list granddaughter. But Yehuda feels that once you're not listing daughter, you wouldn't list anything with the word daughter in it. So again, I just want to point out that this whole thing was brought to get to this point. Rav Chiya said 15 based on our Mishnah, one is based on a Machloikas, and Rebbe said we don't learn with Machloikas. And we assume that Rebbe agrees to Rav Chiya. And the answer is no, he doesn't. The answer is no, he doesn't. So there goes your question. And therefore the question was not a question, because it's supposing something that we don't agree to. That is the Gemara's first answer. Okay. I think we're going to stop here. Monday morning we'll start from Avada. Chazara on Sunday is at 6:30. Emet Hashem. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.